help us to teach some Chinese, and they remember some Chinese? No? Neither. Lunai. Yeah. It's good memory. Yeah. Lunai is love. Thank you. This afternoon I'd like to share the treasure in the Bible, Matthew 11:28. No Chinese, no Japanese, nothing. Just English. Let me read Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Amen. You have burden today, weary, or worry, nothing, no problems, no difficulties. Many? Yes, we have many sort of burden, weary, sort of troubles and problems to carry with us. But this text brings us some assurance that we are not alone with these burdens. There are many of us here who face the burden of health, or other face the maybe financial problems, or some faces the burden of broken relations with either your family, your spouse, your relatives and friends, and maybe burden of job or study. But this life is filled with stress, you know, filled with worries and situations that we cannot handle. So whenever we feel burdened, this Jesus calling is the most powerful way to solve your problems, is lighten your burden. Jesus said, come. In Greek, duete means just come, like come here, you know, come on my son, it's kind of like that. Just come. Come to me. No one can say like this except Jesus. Just come to me. I cannot say even to my wife, you know, come to me. I can carry a burden, maybe a little bit, but not all of it. But Jesus said, come to me. Just come. No thinking, no doubt, nothing. Just come. Well, but even if Jesus said like this, we're thinking, well, Jesus, but before I come to you, I have to do this and do that. You know, I have many things I have to take care of first. But Jesus said, No, come. Just come to me. You, all you who are weary and burdened, all you, no exception, no exceptional problems, no exceptional burdens, no exceptional weary and worry. Just come to me, all you, from Adam and Eve to us or to the end of the human beings. Japanese, American, Korean, Chinese, child, adult, anybody. All who have weary and burden, come to me. Any kind of burden, okay. I can, and Jesus said, I will give you rest. Jesus can, only Jesus can give us rest. But Jesus did not say that, come to me all if you are weary and burdened, I'll take your burden out. Or you, I take your weary out. Jesus just said, I'll give you rest. And take my yoke upon you. So come to me, give you rest. Then Jesus give us the yoke. This is the yoke. Have you ever seen this yoke? I've never seen that real one before. You know, I just saw the picture. Look at this picture. Because we don't use yoke anymore. So, you know, this maybe over 50 or more years ago, you know. Still use Guatemala? Wow, let's go to Guatemala and see how the yoke works. But United States and Japan, no yokes. No. United States? Oh, Amish. Oh, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, Amish. Yes, yes, yes. Some little part of United States. but this is yoke. They use yoke to put the two oxen together and work together. So this picture shows what Jesus said to us. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus tells us that we don't have to life with our failure, with all frustrations, with all our burdens, but we must bring them to Him. And then He will shoulder them with us. This is the important picture, you know. We give our burden to Him, so He holds the most part of the burden, but He allow us to carry together. This is the meaning of this scripture. Maybe 99.99999% of the burden are on His shoulder. But just a little bit. He gives us the opportunity to have the yoke with Jesus in order to learn something from Him. And His yoke is light, easy and burden. The easy means it fits our shoulder, fits our lifestyle, our way of thinking. His yoke is not way of our shape. So he makes the yoke for us. It's a handmade yoke because Jesus was the carpenter. No. He made the yoke by himself. That was his job. Now you understand why he said yoke. Because he was the master of making yokes in that time. So he makes a good yoke, ease and light. But still we have to have some part of our burden. But through the burden, through the little bit of the weight of the burden, we can learn something from our gentle, humble teacher, Jesus. Jesus wants to teach us something through our difficulties. But we are not handling, we are not holding the burden by ourselves. We are not alone. Jesus walk us together, and Jesus hold the burden most of the part and talk to us and taught his teaching something to us. Jesus help us to carry our burden because he wants us free to enjoy our life, to reach out to others, to share with others in his great gift of love. Our life is full of burden and is full of weary, but we know someone. We know the one who can carry a burden. And also we know the one who makes the good yoke for us to understand the meaning of our life and also we know the one who walks together. So this afternoon I'd like to try some simulation of holding the yoke together. So please, gentlemen, sit around here, and ladies, sitting around here, please move now. Okay. Right. Closer, as close as you can. Come. Okay. Oh, good, good. Close. Yeah. It's good. Maybe three or four people. Good. Okay, good. Yeah. Closer. Yeah. Your brothers and sisters. Okay. Oh, it looks great. Yeah. Why don't you sit like this every Sunday? Sit over there, over here, you know. Yeah. How do you feel? You're surrounded. Warm. Huh? Smell something? No. Okay. This is a time to share your burden and weary. Okay? So, maybe say your burden or weary to your group, you know, five, maybe two, make two groups, ladies, maybe two groups, gentlemen, okay? Okay, not long one, the small one is good, you know, one or two, oh, well, long one, okay. Share your burden, okay, and pray. Now, one burden and pray together, okay? When you pray, you know, put your hands on the shoulder, okay? And you feel the yoke, all right? Feel the yoke. Yes, like this, like Jim did, okay? That's why I separate, you know, people, all right? Understand? Okay, easy. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Wow, looks great. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Okay.